Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. So we have a veterinary student that's in the house with us, and not just a veterinary student. We have the Grant Gilbert that is with us, second year veterinary student from the University of Pennsylvania. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. We are currently on spring break, so I actually have sleep in me. So yeah, we're ready to get on with the day.
I know. I'm surprised that I was able to steal some of your time because I know how precious it is as a veterinary student. So, and we're going to talk about literally getting into veterinary school and, you know, what that's about and, you know, your experiences. And we're going to touch a little bit about the Pride VMC and, you know, so many things. So I love talking to the veterinary students because this is our future to our listeners and they're working so hard and during such a different time. It's so crazy right now. So I guess that's my first question for you. I want to see, how has your classmates, the adaptability, how has it been for you and your classmates with COVID?
Well, you know, thankfully we live in a world with a lot of technology. We do like weekly Zoom meetings. Thankfully, we live in Philadelphia right now, so there's things to do with social distancing and masks. But yeah, it's still not the same, you know, because a lot of just social life revolves around being in close quarters with your friends and everything. But, you know, we're doing what we have to do and we're being smart and just trying to get through it.
Right. Yeah, you're learning probably two of the best skills that you're already getting now that I wish I had when I was in vet school. It's adaptability and, you know, coping. So your team has been fantastic. The students are doing great with it. So you're from Strong Island, New York, is what I like to call it.
Yeah, I mean, no one says that, but we will. Yeah, so I'm from Long Island. I was back and forth between there and like Manhattan my whole life.
Okay.
I went quickly to upstate New York for undergrad, and now I'm in Philly.
That's fantastic. And, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, getting into vet school. What has that process been for those that are, you know, interested? We have so many pre-veterinary students that follow us and talk to us. So what are some things that made the decision right for you?
So for my undergrad, I was at Cornell for animal science. So go Big Red.
Excellent.
You know, so that was a big... like determining because I had a lot of guidance because the whole program was basically like revolved around animals. We were right across the street from the vet school. So we had a lot of opportunity to talk to people about what should I do and stuff like that. But outside of school, you know, during high school, I shadowed my local veterinarian just to see like what I want to do with the rest of my life. Cause I knew I wanted to be a veterinarian, but you don't actually know like what being a veterinarian is until you're in the clinic, you're seeing everything behind those doors of the treatment rooms. So it was a lot of, you know, just making connections and seeing what can I do to expose myself to see what this is actually about.
Yeah. And you touch on, because I know to our listeners, Grant is also a DVM 360 vet student ambassador and a veterinary mentor solutions student ambassador. So, you know, him and I have a great friendship. And I know that he was working in the clinics, you know, before veterinary school, during and all that. Tell us a little bit about how that's so important to students in general.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I personally love working in the clinic. So that's what really made me solidify, like, I want to be a veterinarian. I didn't really even know how to like hold a dog or what anything was really about until I was an undergrad working. So I worked at the Animal Medical Center during undergrad, my favorite place in the whole world.
Yeah.
And it was really there where I was exposed to all these skills, like running PCV total solids, restraining, cystocentesis, how to talk to clients, how to do teamwork skills, because I mean, some of the dogs weigh more than I am. So how to work with all the vet techs and hold down a Great Dane while still like keeping them calm and getting everything done in that like 30 minute time block. Yeah, I just really enjoyed all of it. It was like a great problem solving kind of ordeal vet med is. And that's what kept me going was the people, being this sort of like Sherlock Holmes, but make it vet student sort of ordeal.
Right. And you really do get a grasp for how teamwork is so important.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm sure you were a veterinary technician, but you probably were a receptionist or answering phone calls and just seeing how well everyone had to communicate to one another. And those are some skills that you learn while you're going to vet school, like you're doing. And I think you gain a greater appreciation as you're assuming your role as a veterinarian in vet school.
Yeah, it really puts into perspective because you need to be able to know how to do all the roles. I'm sure, as you know, as a veterinarian, like you need to be able to take over for your techs or assistants if they need to run and help another animal or something like that.
Right. So, do you find that being that you're working at AMC and having those experiences, does it make veterinary school a little bit easier for you in terms of understanding some concepts?
Yeah. I mean, there are people in the first day of vet school who didn't even know how to use a microscope or how to like do a Gram stain. Mm-hmm. And that stuff is just like second nature to you when you're working in a fast clinic or learning a lot of the medications, especially in like our microbio and parasitology class. Like you just hear them so often that once you're learning more of the doctor end of it, but you already know that, oh, this medicine you use for this ectoparasite or something. So it just really makes those connections a lot faster.
Yeah, I agree. When I was a vet tech, I always heard of like neomycin, methoscopolamine, metronidazole, you know, certain neomycin, dexamethasone eye drops. And I'm like, I didn't really know, you know, what they did until when I took pharmacology. I was like, I had such light bulb moments. And I said, oh my gosh, I know exactly what this is, right? I'm sure you feel that way too when you see or hear some of the names or techniques that are being done in vet school. It just makes it a little bit more understandable, digestible.
Yeah, especially being in pharmacology right now where, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was really invaluable experience. Like,
yeah. Just,
you already have sort of this advantage that you have like the introduction to it. So, you know, the like very general stuff. And that's honestly such a great tool.
Yes. And talk a little bit about that then, as you know, students are trying to get into vet school. How important do you think experience is in terms of your application process? Like, what does that look like to them?
Yeah. So I'm already a second year veterinary student. Oh my God. So you actually have to put down on your application like what you did before applying. So you need experience to actually get in. But that it doesn't have to be in a clinic, which I personally have my own thoughts about because of basically your entire like third and fourth years in a clinic. But yeah, you can just go into either a large or small animal clinic, research. I mean, it's endless. You just have to get in somewhere and really just get your hands dirty and figure out, is this sort of job what I could see myself doing for the rest of your life? And it's so important. It's more important, like aside from the application, it's important because like that's what you're going to be doing
mm-hmm.
for the profession.
And you know, what I love about education, I say this to everyone, I don't care how old you are, you're never too young or too old to learn. And, you know, same thing about veterinary school too. I mean, the question is, oh, I'm too old to go into vet school. Have you heard this before? Like this is, you know, a common resonance that I hear a lot. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, so my best friend actually in my program, he's 31, him and his wife are my best friends. I'm turning 24 in April. So right there, it's a few years difference.
Yeah.
Most of my class actually took at least like one or two gap years. So I felt honestly, like what they felt being too old, I sort of felt I was too young
mm-hmm.
The past year or so, because I was like, oh, everyone had kind of these life experiences and a little bit of more knowledge about perspective of life, because just getting one bad grade on a test is not the end of the world, because they also know like life moves on. Versus I was straight into vet school out of undergrad. I had my 2 months off in summer after graduating, and boom, I was right in the anatomy lab doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, you just need to figure out if it's something you want to do, just go for it, figure it out, do it. You're never too old. I also don't think you're too young. You just got to keep looking back at what have you done already to get you to where you are right now. Right. You know, and the people in the admissions office, they know what they're doing. They see what you're doing. So,
yeah, it's in my class too, we had such a cross section in terms of ages. You know, we had one girl that was, you know, that skipped a grade. And so she was, I think she was like 20, you know, it was pretty young. And then our oldest one was in the high, like upper 40s, you know? And so what I love about that too, is to your point, is like you develop these great friendships and different backgrounds that everyone has and expertise. So, and that's what makes vet school so incredible, is not only just like it being diverse and inclusive, but also the age really does help too. It really does bring together these experiences that really help you become a successful graduate when you leave vet school. So I love that. And, you know, speaking of that too, we, you know, you and I are both members of the Pride BMC. You're in the student one. I'm in the adult version, the non-student one. And, but how important was that for you? Tell us a little bit about like how that kind of resonated with your journey into veterinary school.
Yeah. So, you know, being LGBT community plus being Jewish is also very concerning if you're picking up and going to a new area, just because of how the world is, you know? Yeah, I really looked around at all the vet schools that are at like AVMA accredited, because I knew I was most likely going to be staying in the States to practice. And I also wanted to make sure I was in a big city, just being from the like greater New York City area, that is who I am, a big city person. So kind of drew like a big circle around each schools that fit, you know, how is their Hillel program or Chabad, just to know that there are other Jewish students. And, you know, being at UPenn, it's a very Jewish school. So I was like, no problem. And it's in Philly. I'm only like an hour and a half away from home. No problem. Where else did I look? I looked at Cornell. Just, I was already there for undergrad, so I knew the deal. Mm-hmm. I was even ready to go to abroad to like Edinburgh, or I was looking at Tufts, like a lot of the Northeast. But, you know, it's very scary, just because you got to do a lot of research and see what do the schools have for the students in terms of diversity. Are there resources on campus? Is it? It's just tough.
You never really
know until you're living there, really doing it.
Yes. I agree. I mean, I came out when I was in vet school. I mean, this is, you know, a while back, but, you know, but I went to vet school at Iowa State, and, you know, I had a very incredible, incredible class, and it wasn't nearly as robust in terms of understanding diversity and inclusion as it is now. We still have a ways to go, of course, but the conversation wasn't like it was back then, which is tough. But, you know, trying to get through vet school with your identity and your sexual orientation, your race, your ethnic, your religion, like those are big things that to some people it may seem like it's no big deal to them, but to others such as ourselves, you and I, like it's a big deal, because you're trying to like stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize as a veterinarian, and you want to make sure that you feel safe and secure and comfortable with who you are.
Yeah, you're still a person at the end of the day. Like, you're not just a veterinarian or a vet student.
Right.
You need to have those other identities that keep you sane.
Yes. Yes. And I'm glad you're doing it. And to our listeners, too, you have to follow Going to Be a VMD on Instagram, which is Grant's Instagram handle. He not only has the cutest stickers, by the way, they're such great, but he has great content, too. And I love, and I really do mean this wholeheartedly, Grant, like, I love that you are putting yourself out there and you're providing, you are a role model to the undergraduates and to fellow veterinarians and vet students too, of what you're doing, of being comfortable with who you are and identifying who you are. I just think it's really, really brave of you. So congratulations for that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You
know, just
you try to like be the person that you didn't have. Mm-hmm. So just, yeah, I have, my inbox is always open. I do a lot of Q&As. I try to give the real perspective of what being in vet school is like. You know, it's social media, so a lot of people only give the, like, the good parts.
Right.
But, you know, you, I'm sure you see my stuff where it's, I'm in 11 classes right now, 58 credits. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm. It is brutal. And, you know, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And so it's not for everyone, but that's why it's good that you do keep it real. That's what I really like about you, is that you're honest about it and transparent. And that's what people want to know, you know, like the good and the bad side to, you know, being a vet student. Okay. In our couple minutes, we're going to play rapid fire. Okay. I have this book, 3000 Would You Rather Questions. Super fun. It's just those of us to get to know a little bit about Grant, and to our listeners too. What would you rather? So you only have two options. That's it, Grant. You can't say, I don't know. You have to choose one or the other. So we'll start out with an easy one too. Okay. So would you rather have, this is for every day for the rest of your life, Burger King every day or McDonald's for the rest of your life?
Probably Burger King.
Burger King. Okay. So then we take it one step further. So would you rather have Burger King for the rest of your life or Chick-fil-A?
Burger King. I've actually never had Chick-fil-A. Burger King.
Oh my gosh. See, well, you're not missing anything but the long lines at Chick-fil-A.
It was never a thing in New York really growing up. So I didn't even hear about it until maybe college.
Yeah. I agree too. I didn't know.
They don't really like me as a person anyway, so it's no big deal.
Gotcha. Yes. Yes. Gotcha. Okay. So would you rather be allergic to people or allergic to everything but people?
Oh, allergic to people. No doubt.
All right. This is a tough one. Would you rather get a paper cut on your tongue or a paper cut on your eyelid? Oof.
Probably paper cut on my tongue.
On your tongue. Okay. Yeah. Cause that one probably can heal much quicker. I mean, think how many times you blink. I don't know.
Well, I just came out of like we had an ophthalmology unit. I cannot tell you how I don't want to look at eyes anymore. They're right. Really cool, but like the things that go wrong are really gross. I'm sorry, it's really cool but really gross. I cannot deal with eyes.
Yes, you're right. Okay, so which show would you rather bring back, Friends or Golden Girls?
So I've never seen Friends either, but I'm a big Golden Girls fan.
Okay.
So gotta go with Golden Girls.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. No,
dude, that is most of my life right now is what is the correct answer.
Yeah, which of the following is true?
You should even see which of the following is most true.
Oh, like why? And then why is it more than one of the above too? More than one of the above, all of the above. Come on.
I wish I knew.
I know. It needs to be like this, would you rathers, and that would be easier. Okay, so would you rather be watching Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Ooh. Have to go with Amazon Prime solely because they have The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, that's really great too. I love that. I am watching the show on Amazon Prime, Tell Me Your Secrets with Lily Robb, by the way. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it? You need to...
I have not.
Catch that one. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a good one too. So yes. All right. And then finally, would you rather think outside of the box or color outside of the lines of life? I know, it's a good question. Ooh. Would you rather think outside of the box or color outside the lines of life?
Well, being a type A person, I would probably not be too happy with coloring outside of the lines, you know, but yeah, I'd probably think outside the box just because maybe thinking outside the box can eventually lead you to coloring outside the lines.
Oh, I like that. That's true.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. In our world, we call it thinking outside of the litter box.
I can visually smell, smell that right now.
Right. So Grant Gilbert, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Going to Be a VMD is where it's at on Instagram. We're so proud of you, and you're just two short years away from being called our colleague. So we're so glad you're in this profession. So thank you for all your work, and good luck in school.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yes. And thank you to everyone for tuning in. Take care of those fur babies. Stay safe out there and stay possum, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.